Hi, Pete Chapman here again, your fitness philosopher, as always coming to you live from the Fit Room Radio and TV studios in beautiful downtown St. Petersburg, Florida, with tips, news, and advice from the world of health, fitness, and personal development. And you know, we're losing our necks. We're losing our heads in lots of ways, that's for sure, but we're losing our necks. We're losing our curves in our necks because we're always looking down at books and devices and computer screens. We hardly ever look up or put our head back, and for a lot of people, it's painful to put their head back. And, you know, all I suggest you do to correct that is you have to do things in the opposite direction that you're doing repetitively. So, in terms of reading, why not take some time if you have to read reports or read at night or enjoy your novel reading or looking at your phone? Why don't you do it face down? I mean, you can't always do that at work, but you can do it at home. You can do it on your bed. You can do it on your couch. You can do it on the floor. And while you're at it, you could do some exercise. How about that? You could do some core exercises and some stretches. But if you read face down, you have to put your head in a better position for your neck. So you're not tucking your chin to your chest and you putting all that pressure on your neck like that. So, tip of the day, learn to read face down as much as you possibly can. It lifts your head, it works the muscles in the back of your neck, and it gets that curve back in your neck, and it's so much better for your health. This is Pete Chapman saying, it's easier than you think to be in shape.